Rail safety, people before corporate profit support are empty strikes against the elimination of guards on trains. Nick Chaffee, Socialist Party National Committee. For over 2 years, private rail franchise companies across the country have undermined the safety of passengers through the attempted implementation of driver-only operation. Sean Hoyle, national president of the RMT Transport Union, has made clear the stand of guards: we put safety before profit and oppose driver-only operation. Passengers agree. They want safe travel with guards, who are trained to deal with safety-critical incidents. Speaking on Sunday Politics South, RMT Wessex regional organizer McTosh highlighted a recent incident where passengers on a train without a guard were evacuated onto the tracks. "We had people on a line with a live rail. A guard would have made sure that didn't happen." Recent reports showing a 17% increase in violent and sexual assaults on trains are backed up by the union's own survey of guards, showing 98% nationally have dealt with antisocial behavior, and 50% of guards have dealt with such incidents on more than 20 occasions. Dissatisfaction among the traveling public with private rail providers is growing by the day as fares rise on overcrowded trains that are more frequently cancelled. Almost a quarter of passengers into London have to stand during their journey. Complaints over Southwestern Railways, SWR, operating performance led to a government inquiry and calls for a nationalisation. This dispute is rapidly becoming a political test for the policy of privatisation favoured by the Tory and Blairite Labour governments of the past. With rising fares and failing services at a time when government subsidies to the rail network have quadrupled, it is no surprise that questions are being asked as to the profits being made by Virgin, Stagecoach and other train operators. Rail privatization is characterized by a failure to invest and develop an affordable, modern, environmentally friendly, safe, integrated public transport system. Support for a nation Ali Stallion of the railway stands at 76% and was a hugely popular part of Jeremy Corbyn's election manifesto last year. Disappointingly, however, Corbyn's promise is currently limited to nationalizing rail companies only when the franchises expire. The task now is to mobilize maximum support for the RMT strikes, linked to the need for an immediate general election to end Tory austerity and privatization. The trade union Congress needs to reflect this and mobilize support for the RMT strike action. A campaign of coordinated wider industrial action to maximize pressure on the government and the call for a million-strong march to mobilize support for an immediate general election could bring this week and dive Tory government to its knees. If this was linked to the demand for the immediate renationalization of the railways, with compensation paid to shareholders only on the basis of proven need, Corbyn could win. Nationalization of the railways must be developed with the full democratic involvement of rail workers and their unions, alongside the traveling public. It's on this basis that the ailing infrastructure can be improved, and a 21st century service delivered to meet the needs of society, safety and the environment, not the profits of a few.